Good afternoon and welcome to the very first Swiss PD podcast brought to you by myself, Eugene Leonard. In the studio, we have Franco Rodriguez.
Good afternoon, Eugene.
How are you, Franco?
I am very well, thank you.
Excellent. You have a wonderful tie on there, Star Wars. Beautiful. Well done.
Yes, I like it.
I don't. Thank you. Jordan McKay, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. And we have Nikki Brass.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Awesome. Excellent. Fantastic accent, by the way.
Why, thank you.
No problem. Now, why we are here, I'm going to give you a little bit of context. I love podcasting, and we have our very own station here, Swiss Rock Radio. It was started 2 years ago in grade five, and we have over 17 podcasts already recorded, and I've always wanted to record staff to hear their voices, to ridicule them about their ties, about their general behavior, emails they send. So this is getting me on to the background of this program. I would like to bring you back to last Friday, February the 2nd, 2018. This is an email I got from Franco Rodriguez. You ready for this, Franco?
I have it in front of me.
Excellent. Actually, you've got the reply from me. Okay, so this is why you guys are here. I have wanted to record podcasts with staff, and Franco gave me the ammunition. Here goes. Dear all, from Franco Rodriguez. Jordan, Nikki, and I went to an amazing literacy conference in Hong Kong this past week. It was right up there with the Readers and Writers Workshop Alley and was super helpful and informative. Just ask us. I bet you wish you didn't say that, Franco. There are some slides and notes shared to us by the presenters saved on the server at la 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 la. Nobody will be able to find them. Use as you will, but please make sure to adhere to the copyright. How very honest of you, Franco. We're very proud of you. Also, after the holiday, I will be giving a mini workshop presenting what I have learned and how I've been using it in the classroom. Stay tuned for that. After the holiday. Well, Franco, you didn't make it to after the holiday.
I did not. No, I didn't.
So how are you feeling right now, Franco?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
Good. Yes. We'll work on that by the end of the show.
Okay.
Well, I've got to admit, Franco, last Friday, I looked at that email, I think it was Friday, yes, at lunchtime, and quite frankly, I thought you'd went mad. The level of enthusiasm was baffling.
Well, as you know, enthusiasm is an attitude in the PYP schooling.
I didn't know that.
Okay, well.
Thank you for informing me. No, but when I read it, I thought, this is wonderful enthusiasm. I've got to get this man into the studio. And the idea for PD Podcast had been put into my head by Joanne. And,
it's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll ask you in 15 minutes. So I emailed you back. Can you read us the contents of that?
Sure. It says, Franco. Probably more so Franco.
It was definitely Franco.
I did enjoy this email, and your enthusiasm shines through about literacy, and I'm happy about that. It almost prompted me to instantly read a book. But I settled for a comic, which is also a book, and it's text, and it's great that you're reading.
Thank you.
And the email continues, I thought about writing a story, but settled for an email, which is...
The 21st century.
Yes. On a slightly more serious note, I have a proposal for you. Luckily, not an indecent one.
Like the last one.
Regarding the workshop. So I dropped by we talked about it. And so here I am. And the last line on the email, I think, is Eugene's most proud one, where it says, I know this must be very exciting for you, but try and sleep tonight, because it was it was late. So
it was. I work hard, Franco. Okay. So there, that is the
context.
That's the context. That's the background. That's why you're standing in front of me right now, sweating.
For the first podcast. Yes.
For the very first PD podcast.
I'm really happy to be here. I am.
Excellent. You look it. Take your hands out of your pocket, boy. Thank you. Excellent. So let's get back to this workshop in Hong Kong. If you really did attend. Did you see Miss McKay all weekend, by the way? Was she at the conference?
Yes, all three of us were there. We ate lunch together and attended. They Did we attend any together, all three of us? I don't think we did.
Only the keynotes.
Only the keynotes, yeah. We had the keynotes that we were all together.
Okay, let's pass it over to Nikki. Nikki's on your right, Franco. Thank
Hi.
You. Okay, Nikki, do you share Franco's enthusiasm for this workshop? And can you give us some background to the workshop? Tell us a little bit about some of the workshops you attended. Why was it so fantastic? La-di-da-di-da.
I do share Franco's enthusiasm. I think one of the main things that they started with the workshop was about having the right environments and excitement for children, engagement, and making it exciting and engaging. So all about the environment.
So the environment is key. That's the...
It is key. If the kids are excited to be learning, they're going to do more.
Excellent. And adults as well, I presume.
Yes, yes. There was a keynote on joy and the importance of joy in the classroom.
Yes, I've read a few books about joy in the past. And we'll continue on. Jordan, can you give us... Can you give us your thoughts on the workshop in Hong Kong?
It was great because everyone was really excited to be there and excited to share their experiences. And it was nice to see strategies and how we can implement them in the classroom and have kids more excited about creative learning and inquiry learning instead of just that rote learning that they're so used to.
Can you give us a specific example, please?
Like bookmaking, which Nikki and I have both tried in our classrooms this last couple weeks. Where the kids have free rein on what kind of book they want to make, what topic, anything like that, pictures, words, instead of just normal directed writing.
Excellent. So basically you've already started to implement some of the strategies you learned in the workshop when you got back to Swiss.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, we're all very proud of you. Okay, Franco.
Yes, I too have implemented some of the strategies in the classroom. Some of them I had already heard about, but
such as
using sticky notes to record your thinking as they're reading.
Yes, I hear that's an original idea.
And we did use those at the beginning of the year, but I felt like I hadn't. Tightened them up enough to really be using them, and so
stuck them down, so to speak.
So the workshop was able to kind of solidify my thoughts, and I was able to kind of put it more into practice. And really, honestly, this week has been the last 2 weeks have been amazing, and seeing kids reading and writing that they're asking for sticky notes, and they're writing really cool thoughts down. They're coming to me and showing me their sticky notes. And they're talking to each other about what they're reading. It's really been a really exciting couple of days.
Awesome. I'm almost convinced of the value of this workshop. We've got 13 minutes before the staff meeting. I might just be signing up for Readers and Writers Workshop.
Now, I think you should. I think it's a...
When you said about sticky notes, it actually brought me back because when I was in... The class, grade 2 class, we use sticky notes all the time in the See, Think, Wonder task. And the kids absolutely loved it.
They do.
We would do it at the start of the unit, at the end of the unit for like a different picture to basically for pre-assessment, for reflection. And wonderful tool, actually, like simple, effective.
They love them. They love grabbing them. They love sticking them down and writing on them, and it really does. I don't know. It's something. I think it makes them feel like adults because they see adults using them a lot, and so I think that's a big thing. It makes them feel grown up and really authentic and in charge of their own learning. So it's pretty cool.
Well, that's an interesting word you use there. Authentic. What do you understand by the meaning of authentic in education nowadays? Because I hear it bandied about a lot and I get a little bit confused by it. But I am Irish, so I would like to hear what you think about it. Jordan, over to you. You look like you don't want to answer that question.
Authentic. I think authentic education is an education that the child has a say in. They get to share their choice and voice, as Miss Anna would say.
Choice and voice.
Choice and voice.
Excellent. What about you, Miss Brass? I need to talk to you about your surname in a while as well. I haven't heard that before.
It's okay. We can move on from there.
Oh, no problem.
An example of probably authentic learning that we had in our class, back to the books that we did, is we've got one little boy who's a reluctant learner and not very confident in speaking English. But when he made his picture book, which was about whatever he wanted it to be, he was very excited to share it on Seesaw and spoke in English and read it to share with his parents. And then we did some fun playing with blocks and that, and he's like, no, I'd like to make another book.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you used Book Creator to create digital books in kindergarten, is
it? Now, Mr. G came down to Kindergarten Yellow just this week and taught us how to use Book Creator.
Fantastic.
Which we thought would be a great next step in making our books.
That is absolutely brilliant. The kids' Book Creator can be used from pre-K up to grade 5 and further afield. It is an absolutely wonderful, easy-to-use tool. I don't get paid to say this, by the way. And there's an online Book Creator that you can use on the desktop now. It's absolutely fantastic. So, Franco, you can try that one out. Okay, Franco.
Yes.
Now, I just wanted to ask a couple of little questions. Where was this workshop taking place? Who run it? Was it an IB workshop?
No, it was Hong Kong International School, and it's the Hong Kong Literacy Institute, and they have amazing readers, writers, workshop gurus, mostly from the States, I would say, as I think that's kind of where it began. But don't quote me on that.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Teacher's calls.
Yeah, teacher's calls, yeah. So, and they, every year, they have some of the most amazing people and most inspirational people. I went, this is my second year, and I always come back feeling so excited about trying new things in the class.
Clearly, I read the email.
Yeah, I know. And like, I've also set up this community where we've been conferring a lot more.
This is a community from outside the school.
No. Inside my classroom.
Okay.
I created a reading community where everybody is reading at the same time. They might be practicing the strategy that we had just learned in the mini lesson previous to reading, or they could be working on some other strategy that they enjoyed a little bit better or better at or need more practice with. And everybody's at their tables or at a comfortable place. And I walk around and I sit down with some sticky notes and some notes and I talk to them. And maybe I'll just listen to them read. And when they get to an interesting point, I'll be a voice in their head and just say, oh, wow, that's really cool. And just modeling that behavior of what reading should sound like inside of your own head. And then move on, and I get to talk to, you know, 5 or 6 kids within a little workshop, and they enjoy it so much. And you would think that you might be distracting the other students at the table, but they chime in and they make connections out of what you're talking about, or they'll point at something in their book that is something that you're talking about.
Okay.
And it really has been an amazing little switch, and so I can't wait to
fantastic.
Run through
absolutely
it more.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, yeah. Tell me, what are the next steps for implementing this Readers and Writers workshop throughout the school? Because I know you had mentioned workshops, so are all 3 going to run a workshop together, or how? What are the next steps for you guys?
I'm not sure about the 3 of us, but I definitely would like to discuss conferring and using sticky notes and possibly planning a writer's workshop and do a little workshop for teachers after school sometime when we get back. And I know that Mr. Benjamin Holiday came to me and talked to me today about wanting to do some workshops as well, so we might be able to get those going on at the same time, and teachers can choose whichever workshop that they would see better fit with.
This will be after school.
I don't know the timing yet. So
well, I'm just trying to figure out, since I recorded this podcast and basically know everything about it, would that mean I'm exempt from attending?
I don't know what the format of these workshops are going to be, but I'm assuming that they're going to be voluntary.
Okay.
And shouldn't be too much after school.
I think thank you very, very much for that, guys. Yeah. Now, before you go, No, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about yourselves. Okay, obviously you didn't see that coming or anything, so I'm going to ask you some very personal questions. We'll start with you, Nikki.
Awesome.
No problem. Actually, Nicola, I don't know much about you at all. I've seen you wandering around the school. You've seen me wandering around the school, no doubt. You're Kiwi?
I am.
Congratulations
Thank
on that.
Thank you very much.
And where were you before here?
I was in New Zealand teaching.
Ah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And did they drive you out?
No. I heard about this fabulous school in China, and I thought, I need to get in amongst that.
Oh, yeah?
And here I am.
Is this your first time abroad?
It's my first time teaching abroad in a school.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I've taught privately, traveling with a family, but not.
Where was that?
Through Africa, in America, Central and South America.
Privately with a family? That sounds amazing. That's a podcast all by itself.
It wasn't an amazing experience.
Excellent. So that's basically, she signed up for another one there. She did nod her head. We have that on record. Thank you very much for that, Nikki. How about yourself, Jordan McKay or McKay?
McKay.
Jordan,
yes.
Irish ancestry?
No, Scottish. Sorry.
Michael, please escort this colleague out of the building. Scottish, yes. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know much, but I know my great-grandfather owned a bagpipe.
Jesus.
and shared about it.
All right.
I was very young. Yeah.
Couldn't have guessed that in Scotland. And you're obviously Canadian now, is that correct?
No.
Where are you?
I'm from Washington State.
Washington State.
Yes.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Go Cougs.
I have absolutely no idea what that means. Is this your first post abroad as well?
No, I was in Albania for 2 years before here.
Ah, mm-hmm. Albania. Mm-hmm. I've heard many wonderful things.
Oh, I'm sure.
Excellent. So can you tell us a little bit about the differences between Albania and here? Teaching, living, life?
Everything.
Well, we have 4 minutes.
There's big buildings here where there's not very many tall buildings in Albania.
Mm-hmm.
And the community of the school here is very nice and everyone's very positive and upbeat. And
oh, really? Even me?
Yeah.
Jeez.
From what I've seen. You say hello in the elevator.
Oh, I'm lonely. Excellent.
Yeah. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. I'm Franco. Franco, I hear you're a bit of a musician. Are you fancy yourself as a musician? Is that correct?
I do like to play music and I do like to listen to music.
Okay, which instruments do you play?
I would say my main instrument is the mandolin and my second one is guitar. I used to play trumpet, but I don't know how to play that anymore.
What, you just forgot how to play the trumpet?
Yeah, you're moving your lips in a very unique fashion. It's a skill.
I'm not going to comment.
Well,
what was I going to say? Well, yeah, when we talked about this idea for PD podcasts earlier, like there's like so many ideas in my head for podcasts. I read earlier that like this is the year of the podcast. Well, we're going to absolutely.
I think we're doing pretty well.
Oh, well, let's wait to see what the critics say, because they can be savage, Franco. But yeah, like some ideas I have are like. PD podcast, obviously, Joanne came up with that idea a while back. I would like to do podcasts like for orientation, like get some families in here who've moved from different countries and like record about their experiences. Excellent.
And get some humor into it and get some like real truth out of it. I think it's a great idea.
The truth is optional. Okay. That's the tagline of our podcast.
Okay,
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But yeah, there's so many things we can do with podcasts.
Yeah.
Like the workshops one. It's like,
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Oh, you still think that?
I do. I'm having a great time. I'm a little bit worried about making our meeting, but
don't worry about that. They're optional as well, from what I believe. Okay, well, I'm hoping Franco for sure to get you back to hear you play music. We sure. have actually a podcast recorded a couple of months ago with Mr. Dave singing some Neil Young. Wow. I tagged Neil Young in a tweet. He never got back to me, so threw his records out. Okay. And obviously, Nikki, I want to record a podcast with you about your Central America experiences, family experiences, life experiences.
Mm. Well, yes.
That was a yes.
It was a kind of yes. And Jordan, you're married, or you are with Daniel DeGuerio. Now there is a podcast waiting to happen. Like, that man is a podcast in himself. Absolutely. Okay, thank you very much, guys. It is
thank
now.
You.
You're welcome, Franco.
Thank you.
Nothing from Nicola.
Thank you very much.
And that is what I call authentic people. Okay, so that's all for today. Join us next week when we have Emmett O'Halloran and Matt Franklin, who basically now are going to be recording a podcast. No, they don't. There's no point telling people in advance. Okay, we hope you've enjoyed the show. We're coming to you from Swiss Rock Radio, a place to listen, like, and learn. That's the tagline that the kids come up with. I prefer Swiss Rock Radio, PD Podcast, personal dilemmas. It could be anything, like, where the truth is optional. Okay, anyway, rambling now. We're late for the staff meeting. See you all next week.